the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters. Following May's failed levy, the Caldwell School District has been left to make some big cuts, one of which includes the budget for Caldwell High School's cross-country and track teams. This means that starting next year, kids who wish to participate in the sport could have to pay to play. However, that's something that Coach Alex Martinez isn't comfortable with, which is why he started a GoFundMe in order to help cover the fees for any students who want to join the team. And joining us now to talk about it is Coach Martinez himself. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, Samantha. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Good, good, good. Okay, tell us a little bit about the cross country and track team at Caldwell High School. How long have you been coaching there?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started shortly after COVID. I think it was about 2021. This will be my, either fifth or sixth year doing it. So I haven't been doing it for very long. When I started, because it was after COVID, the numbers were very, very small. I think grand total, we had about seven or eight kids. Now our regular season, we typically have about 25 to 30 kids. And in the summertime, we usually have, right now I have about 10 to 12 kids that come every day for preseason practice. It's been great watching a lot of these kids that I've had since they were freshmen develop and run really competitive times that are some of the fastest times in the state now. So they are able to kind of compete at meets that are outside of Idaho. So it's just been a great opportunity seeing these kids kind of grow and develop. And it's not necessarily just about the running, but they learn about themselves. They learn about, hey, if I do X amount of work and I'm consistent for X amount of months and years, it turns into these very specific empirical results.
Wow. I love that. I think that's great. So talk about the budget cuts. You're facing budget cuts to the teams next season. What would that mean?
Yeah. So it's kind of an interesting thing. The levy didn't, there's a levy that has passed for the past 50 years in Caldwell. It's a $4.2 million levy, and it has funded Lincoln Elementary and the alternative high school in Caldwell as well. And on the ballot, it's titled as a supplemental levy. So because that didn't pass, somehow the school district needs to find $4.2 million, and a big part of that is the athletics department. So that means that we're going to now be on the hook for transportation to all of our track meets. And that affects the football team. It affects the soccer team. It affects all of athletics. And in order to kind of make up some of that deficit, they're talking about implementing a pay to play. I don't necessarily know how much it's going to be. It might vary from sport to sport. I'm not really sure. I think they're doing a hearing on that tonight, but it could be anywhere between $100 and $250. Now, that might not be a lot to some families, but to some families, that might be a pretty significant barrier that would prevent somebody who would otherwise benefit greatly, not just in high school, but later on in life from the lessons that they learn from athletics, from ever even getting the opportunity to learn those lessons.
What about, did I see something about a third coaching position having to be cut?
Yeah, absolutely. So the cross-country team typically has three coaching positions that we have at our disposal. So my position, an assistant coach position, and then a second assistant coach position. So the third coaching position is really just it's a buffer for administrative tasks, but mostly safety. So when you have 15, 20, sometimes even 30 kids all running around town in Caldwell and it's 90 degrees outside, mm-hmm. it's really important to keep track of them all. And we have lots of varying levels of abilities. So the more people that we have on, the more the program grows, right? The more successful it is, the more kids are going to want to come, the more coaches you need to keep track of them all. Because at the end of the day, parents are trusting us with the safety of their kids. And when you're not on just a football field or soccer field and you can't see them all at the time, we have to keep track of them. So myself and Coach Call, Derek Call coaches alongside. We run with the kids every day to try. So it's, again, kind of hard to find that third person that can keep up with them. But we don't have that third position anymore.
Well, and I heard you mention that the kids are so good that they're getting meets out of state. And I heard you say transportation getting cut. So how's that going to work? You're trying to get certified so you can help with the transportation.
Yeah. So luckily, Coach Call and I went down to Caldwell Transportation Company, and we took a 6-hour course on how to drive a minibus. So we are now minibus certified through Caldwell Transportation Company. So that is going to help a lot. We can now just rent the minibus at Caldwell Transportation. And it now will cost us 55 cents a mile instead of, several dollars a mile, because of we're not going to have to pay the hourly wage for a driver and a giant bus. So that'll work for, I think they can take about 20 kids per bus. If we get more than 20 kids, we can both drive two buses. That'll help, but it's still, not necessarily ideal.
We're speaking with Alex Martinez, a cross country and track coach for Caldwell High School. We mentioned the GoFundMe earlier to try and help cover some of the costs. How much are you trying to raise?
So we've estimated that with the transportation, with us being on the hook for transportation and other things that we like to do for the program every year, we need about $8,000. And one thing I want to make kind of clear, it's not new. This amount is new, right? We fundraise through traditional means every year. We have the kids sell hot dogs at the 4th of July Caldwell celebration at Memorial Park. And then we have them go over to Brothers Park after that. So it's going to be about a 12-hour day of selling hot dogs. This year we're selling snow cones. And then we also sell concessions at our annual 5K fundraiser that we do in September. And then during the spring, we sell hot dogs and snow cones at all of the track meets that we host at Caldwell. So the kids still have the opportunity to learn the value of a dollar and learn how to budget. But this extra money that we have to raise is not something that is experienced annually. We're hoping that if the levy passes next year, and we do our due diligence as an organization that governs the school district here, and we canvass appropriately, and we educate the public, I'm hopeful that it will pass. I think most of the time when you talk to a voter, if you mention something about education, most of the time, most people are going to say, oh yeah, that's good. If it funds education and it's going to our youth, hey, let's, an extra $40 on my property tax each year is not a big deal. Unfortunately, I don't think we did our due diligence this year in educating the voters of Caldwell about what was at stake.
And when you're talking about the GoFundMe money, I mean, that'll help with transportation, help cover, hopefully, if there is pay for play, some of that. Anything else? Track uniforms, something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have some goals, right? And your goals need to shrink or expand based on your resources. So primarily, we want to make sure that we can cover the pay-to-play cost for every kid that wants to do it. Number two, every year since I've been coaching, we've been able to raise enough money to do a trip to Bandana Running and Walking, and do kind of an all-expense paid running shoe purchase, so that we can get one good pair of running shoes for everybody that's been coming to preseason all summer. We never want just a pair of running shoes to be a barrier to entry to the program. We also, as the kids get faster, we want to take, there's a meet in Portland this year that under normal circumstances, if we didn't have to pay for the foundational costs of the program, we were going to be able to take them there. So that's something that we want to do. I think that trip is in August. And about every 4 or 5 years, we do need new uniforms, right? So that goes to that. Not only that, but we also want to kind of be, we want to get to the point where we can be self-sustaining as a program. Athletics is a great opportunity for kids to build a healthy lifestyle, of course, but it's also important to have that there so that they're motivated on the academic side. A lot of kids maybe wouldn't be even in school, or they wouldn't do as they wouldn't try as hard in school if it weren't for the athletics that they're a part of. We want to invest in other fundraising tactics that maybe don't require us having to ask people for money all the time. There are some other programs in the high school that have some vending machines that produce a good amount of revenue, that they've been there for a long time. They're legacy vending machines. We would like to have one of those in that in the high school, and we would also like to maybe go to some organizations around town and say, "Hey, we would love for you if you would like, can we have a vending machine at your tire shop or something like that, and we'll give you 10% of net profit, and you can help us out by just letting us have it there, and that can fund." So that's kind of a lofty in the future goal, but I think that would teach the kids about, how to properly manage a budget. It would teach them how to maybe start a business, and we would have the kids kind of stock the vending machine and keep track of what's coming in, what's going out. So that's kind of another kind of lofty future goal, there.
Wow. Oh, this, I hear a lot of passion in your voice, for the kids and for what you're doing. We've been speaking with Coach Alex Martinez about his effort to help support students that are part of the cross country and track teams at Caldwell High School. We'll put a link to the GoFundMe on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Coach, good luck, and hopefully the kids will all get a chance to play this year.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.